Caelan, I suppose number one thing, 100 games at senior level for Donegal, that's some achievement, I suppose.
It's a good honour. It's probably more important for my parents and maybe the people in my club, like maybe something I'll look back on in the future, but at the minute, I just take it game by game, and this happened to be in 100, so we're just happy to get the result too. At the end of the day, that puts a wee icing on the cake for me.
As you say, to top it off with the victory at Croke Park, is, as you say, icing on the cake.
That's it. It was a good first half, we had a bit of a lead built up, and in the second half, we maybe struggled to get some of our kickouts away, and they got them back into the game, but good to see us hold on in the end, sort of, and the new boys come in, and soon some of them get their debut and a run out in Croke Park, so good day for the squad all around.
I suppose, finally in the 100-year thing, it's just the level of consistency that comes with it, I suppose. Is that what you take satisfaction from? Or
I know you're maybe
trying to sidestep, you're maybe trying to play it down, but the level of consistency to be available for that amount of time.
That's it. I've had my fair share of injuries too, and spent, like, it's taken me nearly 10 years probably to get 100 appearances. So, again, it's kind of getting them to start and building that confidence and keeping it rolling from there.
And then you obviously had a bit of news with the new baby in the house. So, trying to mix everything in around, I'm sure you're buzzing.
Buzzing is right. I had crazy times, like, and thankfully everybody came home well, and that's the main thing. And we've plenty of help at home, and Kira does a lot of the work, like when I'm away at training, when I'm away at matches, like, so now you have to hand it to her as well, and my parents and her parents, they're all helping out. So busy times in the house, but exciting.
I suppose you often hear that maybe the forgotten people behind somebody like yourself is the family, and it's often said in the Croke Park steps when speeches are made that, and I suppose there is so much importance in that.
That's it. If you speak to any other players here, like their parents or their close family, they're at every single game, no matter where it is. My parents are no different. They're here the night, and they'll be in Ballyshannon again next week, and it's just the way people in Donegal kind of get behind us, and especially our own.
With the new players coming into the squad this year, Caelan, like, for example, there's some of the lads that will be playing in the Macquarie Cup tomorrow, and they're in, and they're a different age profile, but what has that brought? As somebody who's one of the more experienced players, what has that brought to your setup, in your opinion?
It brings a complete freshness, like new personalities and new playing styles. And you can see, like, they're all absolutely rapid. So that's what the game is at the moment. It's fast paced, and players like that suit it. So it's great to see those young boys come in and do well.
And in terms of this league campaign, like Jim was saying, and say just how important it was to get the 2 points, and you have those 2 points. But what do you look forward to now?
That's it. You just take it game by game. We're off to a good start tonight, and Kerry at home next week. We all know what happened the last time we played them. So again, you're playing the top teams, you're learning about yourself, and you're kind of building towards the summer then.
Jim says that you have parked it, so it's probably, you have to park it.
It's
probably a difficult winter, but you have to park it.
That's it. As Jim says himself, like, the good thing about Gaelic football is next year the competition starts all over again, so that's just what we'll have to do now, and park it and move on. We're starting a new league campaign now, so we're starting fresh, and we get going from here.
And very finally, what's it like to be a Donegal footballer? Because I was up in the county before the All-Ireland final last year doing bits and pieces of media work, and there was just a real hype and everything goes with it. But as a player, what's that like?
It's a privilege. It's an honour. There's how many Gaelic footballers in Donegal, like, and there's only 30, 35 that get to make the Donegal senior panel every year. So we know we're in a privileged position, but again, you've got to work hard. You've got to, and people are paying their money to come and support us. So we've got to, again, you're kind of under a bit of pressure to perform and to work hard, and there's kind of that onus on us to do that. So yeah, it's a privilege, but again, we don't take it for granted.
Was your first time playing at Croke Park here in the All Ireland semi final with the Mainers in 14?
That would have been it. Yeah,
that was your year. Yes,
I beat Dublin that day, and we lost the final that year as well.
So that was the start of your, obviously, Donegal career. So
yeah,
so many big days, and it all, it's bound to be really enjoyable just to finish off. It must be just really enjoyable to have that journey. I suppose it's back to the 100th appearance thing.
That
whole journey, it must be really enjoyable.
There's been plenty of good days, like from the Ulster finals that we've won, and tight games we've come through, and games we've played well yourself and stuff. So it's really enjoyable. And even the whole experience, like, as a whole, win, lose, draw, whatever it is, like, you're going to represent your county, some of your best friends, and that's it.